One day God's going to get you to heaven, Ephesians 2:7. He's going to have his arm around you and say, gather around, boys. Check her out. Look at my church. Look at my church, and you are a part of that body. Look, is she beautiful or what? Oh, when I found her, she was wallowing in her own filth, but I called her to myself, and I transformed her, and I made somebody new out of her. Isn't she beautiful? You know what he wants from you? It's what any groom wants from his new bride. He just wants you to totally yield and receive his love. And when you totally receive his love and believe him when he tells you how wonderful you are as a child of God, as his bride, when you believe that, you're going to find that you'll love him right back. You know, people all the time, I ask people sometimes, what's the most important thing we need to do as believers? They'll say, love the Lord. I disagree. I say the most important thing we do as believers is receive the love of the Lord. Because Jesus, the Bible says, we love him because he has first loved us. You see, brides, it's a reciprocal thing. A bride responds to the love of her husband. When we receive his love, when we learn to totally receive his love and believe what he says about us, we'll find that the Holy Spirit will generate within us a great love and passion for him. And then when that happens, we will be motivated then to live a life that glorifies him. Did you know that for all eternity, you will be the object of God's passion? So just receive it and enjoy it. And he will day by day work out in your lifestyle those things that he has already worked in your spirit. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heads bowed and eyes closed, no one's looking around. I'm speaking to two kinds of people today that I want to hear this message. First, there are those who do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and as your life. And I say again that if there's something in you, if there's anything at all in you that says, I really want to be saved, I've thought about it and I know deep down I know I want it. I'm telling you, that's the proposal of the Holy Spirit. That's God saying to you, will you marry me? That's him calling you. So in a moment when Pastor Tim comes to the front, I'm going to invite you to come and just shake his hand, meet with one of these altar workers and say, I want to know Jesus. I want to receive his life. The second group I'm speaking to are believers who just feel ugly. You keep trying to change and improve yourself so that you'll be acceptable to God, not knowing that you're already totally acceptable. Oh, I don't mean there aren't areas of your life that the Lord is not going to work in the lifestyle that you live day to day. But I'm saying you, the essence of who you are, God adores. And he just wants you to believe what he says about you and receive that love. And I'm going to ask you to come today and just affirm to the Lord, I know you love me. You see, we focus on how we ought to love him, but maybe we need to affirm how much he loves us and adores those of us who are his bride. Let's stand together while I pray. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus now that your Holy Spirit would move. And I pray for those, first of all, who do not know Jesus Christ as their Savior. I pray across this building for any person who's not 1,000% sure that they're going to heaven, that right now you'll put the desire in them to be saved. And Lord, I pray they'll have the discernment, the wisdom that comes from you enough to know that that desire is you at work. It's you speaking. That's the way you speak. You put the desire in us. That's one way you call us. And I pray they'll see that. And then, Father, I pray for Christians across this room today that you would awaken our heart to the revelation truth that you totally love and accept us. So that when we see that, Father, we'll for the first time be totally free to take our eyes off ourselves and quit trying to primp and clean ourselves up and make ourselves prettier. And instead, we can put our eyes on you and just enjoy the relationship we have to you and all that that means in the day-to-day activity of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Pastor, would you come?